Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 92. A slight chance for some scattered showers overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Sunny with a high of 97 throughout Tuesday, and showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday night with a low around 65. Showers will continue into Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with a high nearing 80, and more scattered showers Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has announced that they will not be enforcing the new, quote, abortion pill reversal law that is set to take place starting July 1st until a court has ruled on the abortion provider's request for a temporary injunction. As KAKE News reports, the Attorney General's office had made the agreement with abortion providers who are challenging the new law, along with several older abortion restrictions, saying that they are harmful and unconstitutional. According to the new law, it would require doctors to give patients more information about potential reversibility of the abortion pill mifepristone, saying that it violates the right to free speech and interferes with patients' rights to get an abortion, which the Kansas Supreme Court has ruled is a constitutionally protected right. Organizations like Planned Parenthood of the Great Plains had filed the lawsuit along with other doctors at the independent Overland Park Clinic. The state did say they will continue to enforce other decades-old restrictions, including the state-mandated counseling and a 24-hour waiting period before the abortion is performed. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
I'm here with Strive Bank Chairman and CEO, Cy Mock.
Strive Bank is located at 61st and North Broadway. We are a power, five-star rated bank. When you come for a visit, you will find a full staff of customer service specialists, community bankers, mortgage lenders, commercial lenders, and experienced full-time tellers. Talking with an experienced banker in person or live on the phone is what separates us. Come visit us, 61st and North Broadway, or our branch at 37th and Woodland. We are proud to be a local bank. Strive Bank.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has announced that they are working on bringing in new equipment and technology across the state of Kansas, not only to enforce going into the 4th of July celebrations, but also to try and keep drugs off the street.
There are more drug-impaired drivers out there than there are alcohol-impaired drivers. One of the issues that we have in Kansas and this entire country is identifying a drug-impaired driver, because the alcohol DUI is the one that we're always very comfortable with. As you consume drugs into your blood system, it's called passive diffusion. The drugs transfer from the blood into the oral fluid.
That was Kansas State Trooper Sean Haskins on KWCH News, where he says because more drugs coming into the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol is partnering with the company of Sotoxa, with many patrols now having the device in their vehicles to be able to test for drug usage on the site by putting a swab inside the mouth to collect oral fluid that goes into the unit and is able to test for six different types of drug families within 5 minutes.
We're checking for amphetamines, methamphetamines, cocaine. We're also checking for tetrahydrocannabinol, the active ingredient in marijuana that makes people high.
Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Reports out of the Nebraska Examiner say that the year of 2022 was the state's busiest year when it came to abortions in the state of Nebraska in more than a decade, with numbers rising by more than 6% overall. According to NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff, they say the new report from the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says overall more than 2,507 abortions were performed from DHHS in 2022. Compared to the 2360 number in the year prior of 2021. Overall, the number of abortions performed in the state were on a decrease between the years of 2000 and 2016, with a steady increase since 2017. Additionally, they say that in that year of 2022, roughly 21% of those abortions that were performed were for patients that were out of state, compared to the 12% of out-of-state patients in the year prior. The health department does say, however, that abortion numbers could be changing after the passing of legislative bill 574 back in May that would ban abortions after 12 weeks in the state.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Fireworks in Waterville Monday evening, July 3rd, will be at the ball field at 10, with free swimming Monday evening at the Waterville City Pool from 6 until 9. On the 4th, on Tuesday, the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville will bring back the road rally. Departures from the depot beginning at 10 a.m. as a fundraiser. Also Tuesday, Blue Rapids will host a photo hunt and scavenger hunt beginning at 2:30, registration at 2 on the square. Fireman's Barbecue serves 5 until 7 at the 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds. The annual duck race is at 7. Get yours at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware or First Commerce Bank with gift card and chamber bucks for the top three winners. Susie and the Reckless will perform free Tuesday evening 7 till 10 at the fairgrounds with fireworks to follow. And the ball field concession stand will also be open. Details on Facebook at the City of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Washington's fireworks display will begin Tuesday evening at 10 at the fairgrounds. Fireworks will be shot just south of the racetrack in the old baseball field. In the event of rain, it will be rescheduled Friday, July 7. Marysville fireworks this year will be in conjunction with the Skyfest activity Saturday, July 8. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The sheriff advised the new 911 system should be fully installed by the end of July. Two deputies are back from deployment. The department is short one jailer to be fully staffed. Extension's busy getting ready for the fair with two summer interns. New Health Department construction has started. Register of Deeds has hired Melody Gurman as full-time employee. Agency on Aging is updating brochures with new pricing for meals and transportation, and public transportation will offer free rides in August. Public Works have built four bridges and repaired one so far this summer. The county clerk advised there's no primary election in August. Commissioners continue working on construction with the new health department, working on the 2024 budget, and are trying to find solutions for a new jail proposal. Weather permitting, a chip seal project is scheduled to start July 5th on Nebraska Highway 4 between Beatrice and Plymouth for nearly 13 miles. The Nebraska Department of Transportation says one-lane traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. Work is expected to take 3 days. In Pottawatomie County, a bridge replacement will begin July 5th on Havensville Road, three-quarter mile east of Omega Road between Sunflower and Trails End. Damage on a second bridge nearby has resulted in one-lane traffic, while design and engineering services are underway, with bid letting set for later this year. Kansas Department of Transportation recently approved projects including a bridge on U.S. 36 in Washington County over Camp Creek, another over Mill Creek for a combined $730,000. Work will be scheduled later. Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved to their new office location in downtown Marysville at 811 Broadway.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a hamburger with tater tots, cucumber salad, and watermelon. Closed Tuesday for Independence Day. Wednesday's menu is ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers early tonight, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. And warming up as we head into Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Showers and thunderstorms are likely over Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. And more showers continue as we head into Wednesday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Temperatures staying much cooler on Thursday, a slight chance for some rain early on, then mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. Still a chance for some rain over Thursday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. And some rain on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Finally, a welcome round of widely beneficial rain showers late Friday evening. Give or take an inch here at studios in Marysville, seeing everything from around 3/4 to an inch and 3/4 across the region, northeast Kansas. Average high temperature early July, 89. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 68. The record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. It's 64 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 3rd of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
The Mets find a reason to hope. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Sunday night baseball, the slumping Mets looking for any momentum against the Giants, and they'd get some, courtesy of now three-time All-Star Pete Alonso.
The 0-1. Swinging a high fly ball deep to center field. Back goes Wade, and there she goes. Home run, Alonso. He hit it just over the great wall of Flushing to the right of the 370 mark.
The call on WCBS, that homer, Alonso's 25th of the year, padding the Mets' lead. They'd win 8-4, their first series win in a month. In Chicago, the Guardians and Cubs were all even heading into the 10th inning after Cleveland blew a four-run lead in the ninth. But Josh Naylor would deliver the winning blow in the end.
Swung and smashed up the middle, a base hit. That'll score Jimenez. Here comes Rosario. He will score, and Naylor comes through.
Tom Hamilton, WTAM, with the call. The Guardians win 8-6, taking the weekend series in Chicago 2-1. More scores from around the majors. The Mariners found themselves in a hole early against the AL best Rays, but after the third inning, they start chipping away, tying things in the seventh, and then the Rays gave it away.
Doesn't need to hit it in the air with two outs. Something, a line driver. Hard ground ball, he got hit, and the Mariners take the lead. Tejo tracks home, 7-6 Mariners.
The call on KIRO, Jason Adam plunking Jose Caballero with the go-ahead hit by pitch. Mariners come back to win 7-6. Elsewhere, the White Sox topped the A's and the Astros defeated the Rangers. This morning in London, the Wimbledon Tennis Championships kicking off. Novak Djokovic remains the favorite on the men's side and is as focused as ever.
My mind was already and is already directed towards Wimbledon. You know, what's the next slam and what's the next task?
Matches are currently underway on ESPN and ESPN+. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jack Aiken. You know, an innovative building component is being expanded nationally to help make farm buildings stronger and longer lasting with reduced maintenance costs. Dan Nyberg, Morton Buildings sales trainer, says the company's patented DuraPlank concrete splashboard, previously available in limited areas, is now offered by more than 100 Morton construction centers throughout the U.S.
Morton's concrete splashboard is offered as an optional upgrade for new buildings that utilize the Morton Foundation system. This system consists of lower concrete columns that eliminate wood in the ground, avoiding natural decay and protecting against potential costly repairs. The splashboard is installed at ground level, connecting to the top of the lower columns. It extends around the bottom of the building perimeter and results in zero ground-to-wood contact. The concrete splashboard is the first of its kind in the post-frame building industry. It's a more environmentally friendly, permanent solution compared to standard wood splashboards that have the potential to rot, decay, or simply look worn over time.
Now, while the DuraPlank can be used in many building types, Nyberg says it is particularly well-suited for farm structures.
Many farm buildings don't have concrete floors. Instead, they may have gravel or bare dirt. This means they are exposed to more moisture. By eliminating wood-to-ground contact, DuraPlank will excel in the farm environment. Morton is proud to offer this technology that provides high-quality, longer-lasting farm buildings that can be passed down to future generations.
Thank you, Dan Nyberg. Now listen, if you need more information about DuraPlank and the Morton Foundation system, all you got to do is go to the World Wide Web. Simply go to MortonBuildings.com. That's MortonBuildings.com. That's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Grays King BMR Hybrid Pearl Millet. It's excellent across the board, palatability, standability, regrowth potential, and grazing.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Time is money, and augers that empty your grain cart quickly can save hours in the field. Abilene Machine has you covered with the best built augers in the industry. Abilene Machine's in-house manufacturing facility includes state-of-the-art equipment to balance, calibrate, and test their augers. Cupped flighting with 30 to 50% increased thickness on our outer edge provides longer life and greater grain handling capacity. Order durable augers online today at AbileneMachine.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. In 2022, 135,000 acres were registered for annual forage insurance, which is one insurance option available to producers. K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift explains the program and what it insures. It involves covering producers against lower precipitation and does so in a grid format.
Like any insurance product, there are a lot of choices. You know, it covers a crop that's used for forage or to feed livestock. So as long as it's annually grown, it could be grazed, it could be hayed, it could be for silage, green chop, any of those type of uses. Again, it's insuring against lower precipitation than normal. So there can be other causes of low yield. It's not going to cover all of them. It's going to cover low precipitation, which we had an awful lot of recently in this state and several states throughout the West. So annual forage is going to cover the risk of lower precipitation than normal, but it's not for a particular field or farm or ranch. It's lower precipitation in a grid, and that's about 14 by 16 miles. So it's going to be smaller than a county. It's going to be bigger than a lot of farms.
If describes cover level options for producers and how it would affect their payout.
So one is a coverage level, and this is a standard choice with nearly any crop or forage insurance product. For annual forage, it goes from 70 to 90% in 5% increments. So a higher coverage level, you're more likely to get a payout, and your payout's going to be a higher value.
Productivity levels for the insurance can be impacted by the value of the crop.
Instead of having particular types of crops that you can select, what you have instead is this thing called a productivity factor, and that's going to scale up or down the value of your crop or your insurance guarantee from 60% of the county average to 150% of the county average. So if you're growing a higher value crop, you could choose to have a higher productivity factor. If you're growing a lower value crop, you could choose to have a lower productivity factor. Some producers may also choose to have that lower productivity factor just to manage the cost of the insurance. So the growing season is going to correspond to when your crop is grown. So it's like other crop policies where you have an early and late planting date. So that's going to be a month or month and a half before the growing season begins. And then what you're doing is you're insuring against lower than normal rainfall during that growing season. The growing season is a 7-month period.
That was K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift. The deadline for this insurance is July 15th. To find more information about this program, go to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Beatrice Livestock. They are closed for the Independence holiday upcoming. Again, closed yet today for the Independence holiday. Their next sale next Monday, July 10th. Feeder cattle and hay sale at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
Peak outdoor grilling season is here. It's all about our love affair with the open flame. Next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 3rd, the 184th day of the year. Actor Tom Cruise has a birthday, and today marks the beginning of the dog days of summer. Americans love our backyard grills. Barbecuing is ranked number one on our list of favorite outdoor summertime activities. Wondering how you measure up with the rest of the country? Here are the stats. The average family spends about 4.5 hours grilling each week. A majority of us prefer a gas grill over charcoal. Hamburgers and steak are the most popular foods to grill, followed by hot dogs and chicken. And where does the world's largest barbecue pit hail from? Why, Texas, of course. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find all kinds of tasty grilling recipes and tips online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 65 with sunshine this hour. Seasonal highs near 90 on tap for your Monday. And a warm Independence holiday ahead. Well into the 90s tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, former Wichita State University legend Fred Van Fleet is no longer a Toronto Raptor, as he has signed a contract with the Houston Rockets, and it is worth 3 years for a $130 million contract. Van Fleet was instrumental in the Raptors' 2019 NBA Finals win over the Golden State Warriors. That season, he averaged 11 points and 6 assists per game. Well, as the All-Star game approaches, there's a slight tie to Kansas as the Major League Baseball announced its umpires, and one of the umpires that is going to be in the All-Star game, Todd Tickner, has been in the major leagues for 12 years. He was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, but you know what? He grew up in Kansas, lived in Holcomb for a little bit, and Garden City, where he graduated high school in 1995. Tickner has been an umpire for 12 years in the majors. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
We were all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up, the song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out of reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What you would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl.